I can't keep taking all the credit for being a trendsetter, but it's fine.
If you want to take the credit for Crocs.
Crocs are more popular than ever.
Please do.
It's not because of me, but I wore them, and I think they're comfortable. I like them.
If there is one poster boy for Crocs, it is you.
Thank you.
It is you. You and Mario Batali.
Sure. And Justin Bieber.
Nope.
And Post Malone.
I don't think they probably actually wear them. I think they just
get... You don't think Post Malone wears Crocs?
I don't see him wearing them on stage ever.
I don't know. Maybe not on stage, ever. But when he's chilling in his bunker?
No.
Now Post Malone would wear Crocs.
Now that he's all skinny and like fashionable and stuff.
Bieber skinny?
Bieber also looks like he crawled out from under a bridge.
Why are you dumping on these popular people?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And Mario Batali, he's a world famous chef.
Yeah, also accused of not great things. But anyway.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Go.
Like, I'm wearing Crocs. You just try to find the worst person that wears them? How dare you? I kind of like your style, though. Anyway, doctors are saying, podiatrists are saying Crocs are destroying your kids' feet.
Can I guess why?
Why?
This is what is happening to my children. They wear them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with no socks. And I swear to you, I think they have some sort of athlete's foot because their skin is peeling off their feet.
Oh, you got to get the spray. Mm.
I got to get something because
yeah, you got to get the spray.
No matter how many times I tell them to put on the socks with the Crocs, I do. If they're going to wear them, they have to, but they will not do it.
He does not mention that.
Ooh.
I'm sure that's part of it. But
sorry, kids.
But yeah.
You can get the spray. It's an anti-algae type, I think.
Oh, it's gross.
Well, you know, the appeal of Crocs is one of humankind's most mind-boggling mysteries because they aren't fashion. I mean, they don't look cool. I mean, but you get used to seeing them. Like, I remember there's a, like, fifth grade graduation. It was during COVID, and people showed up, they got out of their car, and everyone was wearing Crocs. Like, joggers, shorts. I mean, girls, Crocs, boys, yeah. Everybody, Crocs everywhere. A podiatrist who treats kids and teens says he sees issues, structural issues like heel and arch pain.
Oh, gosh.
Why? I thought they were comfortable.
More hammer toes. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah, because they do butt up right against the...
Well, they say you have to grip the shoe to keep them on, and so your toes are overworking. But you're right, Katie.
I can see that.
They just say it can lead to blisters. That's probably from not wearing socks with them. He said just... It's bad for their feet.
They don't have the stability of a shoe. Yeah. I can totally see that.
So the support is not good? Is that what you're saying?
I can also vouch for the fact that I think because your toes are working overtime, like they're not strapped in, you know, or tied into a shoe, I can see that my son is kind of walking a little bit like...
A waddle?
Kind of like a duck.
Yeah,
a little bit because I think his feet are working overtime to keep them on.
Yeah.
I can see it.
But how is that comfortable? Everybody says Crocs. I have never worn Crocs.
They're squishy. So they're.
Mine are comfortable. I mean, I think if they're ill fitting, you might have to overwork with your toes.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I have, I'm not like, oh, my, these things are going to fall off. If you don't have it in sport mode, maybe.
I don't feel like it's any different than a flip flop.
Right.
As far as the toe work.
And the podiatrist did say, I think there's more work on toes with flip flops.
Yeah.
But he says same issues they see with people who wear flip-flops a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I have the way my feet are, and I've told you before, sometimes I had to get women's shoes because my feet are odd. But I have men's shoes now, for the record, because I found these types of shoes are skinnier.
Yeah.
But my toe, if you see this, Katie, this is my big toe. It's in the middle. It's not... The big toe curves to here.
Your big toe is to the right of your foot?
Correct. So this is my... What's the little toe?
Go. Pinky.
The pinky little
pinky toe.
The little pinky.
And here's all the toes.
Take off your shoe and your sock right now.
But
let
you
me see
can't
it.
Tell.
Let me see it.
Well, you could just look.
How is your toe in the middle of your shoe?
Because this curves this way. It curves this
Do
way.
Do you have bunions?
No. Oh. But here's the thing about it is these sneakers will get ruined because you see that? See the toe coming up?
Yes. It does a hole through it.
It puts a hole through it.
Just like
serious?
Yes. The On Clouds are notorious because I have two pair.
Uh-huh.
So I call them On Clouds. I don't actually know what the
That's right.
On. Anyway, two pair of On Clouds, they have ripped in the exact same spot for some reason. Don't know why. I don't feel like my feet do what your feet are doing.
The On Clouds to me are the toughest ones I've ever had.
Not mine.
Every sneaker I have to throw away, a hole comes up because when I step, my big toe goes up in the middle, and it hits over and over.
Oh,
every time.
My gosh.
Kind of like a clown shoe. That's you know how it goes. The clown shoe goes up. My toe does that every time I walk.
I really want to see your bare feet.
Why?
I don't know.
They're just slender.
I'm just curious about
they're
it.
Slender.
Delicate.
And it's
delicate and slender.
Remember we had that intern Twinkle Toes?
Yes.
And she had like two toes that like went straight up.
and then like they crossed too, remember?
Yeah. And it was, they were like short and they went straight up.
Uh-huh. Like a jester. Oh. You know the jester shoes?
Yeah.
That's what my feet do. And it's because my middle toe curves that way. And it, when I step, you see it right here. You see
it. I can see
very
it now.
Little. So yeah. I go through so many shoes based upon my show. My toe popping through the shoe.
That's going to be very distracting from here on out.
Have you been to a podiatrist? I mean, is there...
No. What's the point? It doesn't hurt. I don't have any problems.
Okay.
Well, it ruins your shoes.
Right. But
it doesn't hurt. I guess you can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, a podiatrist is urging you to stop letting your kids wear Crocs or not have them wear them all the time at least.